Well, today we begin to look at Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12 in earnest. The Apostle Paul finds himself in the city of Ephesus, one of the largest cities of its day, well known for its multicultural and multi-religious society. And as we have seen, when Paul first arrived in Ephesus, he met 12 men who had experienced John's baptism of repentance, but had gone no further. After sharing with them the fuller possibilities, Paul laid his hands on each of them, and they received the indications of the Holy Spirit. With those Ephesian dozen and others, the Church of Ephesus got its start. They had a large task ahead of them, growing a body of Christians in a metroplex that was well known for its practice of sorcery, witchcraft, and magic. As one writer puts it, Ephesus was the home of all sorts of magic and superstition, and the phrase Ephesian writings was common in antiquity for documents containing spells and magical formulas. So how would this nucleus of believers impact a city that had been filled with demonic activity for so long? Well, Luke gives us the first of three stories that outline the battle between the good news and the devil's supernatural hold on Ephesus. He records God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured. When Paul came to Ephesus, he did not find, of course, an assembly of believers who could support he and his team. So Paul did what he had done at other times. He used his skills as a tent maker. In a region like Ephesus, that meant long hot days working outside with large pieces of goat hair fabric. That kind of labor produced a lot of sweat. For you more cultured folks, perspiration. Outdoor laborers like Paul needed to be able to wipe the sweat from their face, so they used what the Bible called a face cloth. In our text, Luke uses the Greek word sudarion. Paul also wore a work apron that covered just the front of the body to provide protection from tent-making tools. Luke uses the Greek variation of semikention for Paul's work apron, one that was normally worn without a shirt. So Luke records that as Paul was doing this labor, something unusual started to happen. One day, evidently, someone got the idea to take one of Paul's sweaty handkerchiefs to a sick person and laid it on them, and they were immediately healed. And that formed the basis now of what Luke describes as extraordinary miracles. Well, when the word got out about what happened, people started taking Paul's face cloths and cutting off pieces of his work aprons. They took them to people who were suffering from demons, and they too were healed. And after that, no doubt, the news spread throughout Ephesus. I have to wonder how many times had Paul filled his face cloth with sweat, tossed it aside, only to discover it stolen from his work site. We don't know, but the question is, why did it work? So let's explore in the next few sessions three things about the sweat cloths and aprons that can give us a larger picture of the relationship between God's power and good old-fashioned human instruments. That's what we'll begin to look at next time on Verse by Verse.